It's unruly. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. Your life and death is decided by what you say. And it says, them that eat that, it says that, hallelujah, them that love it will bear the fruit or eat the fruit thereof. That means that if somebody speaks a word to you, whether it's life or death, and you cling to it, you believe it, you will bear its fruit. Them that actually speak it, or them that receive it. Do you know what I'm saying? If you throw a seed in the ground, you have to expect it. I throw apples in the ground. I'm going to get apples. When you speak evil, you're going to receive evil. And if you sow good, you're going to receive good. It all depends on what you choose to do. This thing is wicked. Hallelujah. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That means that my life right now, wherever you are, in your heart, in your mind, in your location, do you know that you are where you are because of this? You get to decide your life based on what you're talking about. Come on. The direction of your life is determined by the direction of your words, of your tongue.
We say whatever we want to say out of our mouth.
person and back on yourself. You're spewing back on yourself.
Hallelujah.
It's dangerous.
Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. I hear you, Holy Spirit.
I want to show you where Jesus compares murder with the way we feel and our words. Open up your Bible. Go with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. I want you to start at verse 21. I don't be loud in peace. I just want the Holy Spirit work. And you can't appeal when she gives you the Supreme Court. say, you fool, you shall be guilty enough. He's not asking you there, but he's saying that you are guilty enough to go and to file the head.
Come on, son.
Look at that. Look at that. He says that my emotions led to me saying that I don't work, and this is the consequences. If I'm just angry at home, listen, the Bible says be angry. Jesus says if you be angry, you already guilty, man. You gotta get it right. You gotta calm yourself down. My wife and I have a system. When we get upset, we say, let's give each other a minute. Because we understand that the words that we say, you can't unhear it. If I say something crazy, I'm a high court. So we say amen. Can that give each other a second? Amen. We grant it. Because we don't want to say something crazy that may find us guilty. Amen. And if I say something to this degree, the Lord says, I am guilty, and I'm worthy of the consequences of hell. He's not saying you're going to hell. But that's the power of his word. Hallelujah. I'm glad he was saying,
oh, hallelujah. Let me stay right here.
I want to show you something. The words that we speak is more powerful than a physical attack. Is worse than physical abuse. If you survive physical abuse, surviving emotional abuse or verbal abuse is worse. What I found out is that whenever you're emotionally abused with words or physically abused, the same part of the brain lights up. It's signal, it's the pain sensory. You have the same type of pain that you receive from verbal abuse that you physical. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, I might be able to talk fast. I just want you to know you're here. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to teach you. Amen. Physical abuse, when you think about the physical pain that you may endure, and my wife thinks about whenever she had a child, our children, she can remember that it might have been a painful experience, but she can't remember the pain. But when she remembers verbal abuse or emotional abuse or betrayal, the pain that that has, as soon as she thinks on that thing, years later, she feels the pain all over again. Emotional pain is worse than physical. This is why Jesus is talking this way. Your words are forever. You are guilty. This is why to that person that has an option and make it right. In other words, I want you to reconcile that with your brother, with your fellow what? Believer.
Yeah.
Why? Because you can give me all the offerings that you want. Honey, you're still you're guilty. Which means you need to reconcile with your brother, with your sister. My word is to, just so you can, those who take notes, we got to get our attitude under control. By your word, you will be just. In Romans 10, he confirms it. He says, we are saved by the message of Jesus, Lord, and believing in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. For with the heart, a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he confesses, resulting in salvation. We are saved by confessing. And the same mouth we use when we ask God for repentance, we do it by doing what, y'all? Confessing with our mouth. But we are the church members using our words to destroy.
Thank you.
received that one word.
No.
I was a straight A student all through my high school, got a scholarship in football. I was a straight A student in college. Because of that one word, it built me. It's the individual that I am today. It's what I needed. It was the word I needed. And it was the word that cast it down. The word that was said about me in first grade. Do you hear what I'm saying? Whatever they said about you is a lie. It's what God says about you. And God says he loves you. You're precious. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are who you were the book. He knew you. And you are made. This is what he says about you. Now, how do you do this? Go back to your phone. It's imperative. And the word that you put in your phone, when I asked you to put something in your phone,
which I got an obedient church, that's what I said. My church is they sign.
I want you to delete that word that that person said about you. And I want you to put the word that if you were that individual that said that word, I want you speaking to you at the age or the time or condition that that word was pronounced. Do you know what I'm saying? I want Jeff to speak to Jeff when Jeff was just 5 years old. When he was just 5 years old. And they said that about me, and I believed it. I want you to go back and talk to yourself in your words and say, replace that word with the word you would say to yourself. Do that right now, give me 30 seconds. Say it. What would love say to that child, to that adult, to that teenager? What would you say? And I need you to believe it. And if you don't know what to say, I got something for you later, don't worry. If you don't know what to say, I got something for you.
We got to stop playing with our words. You are Christians
in private and in public. Stop talking about your Christian home. Stop talking about your brothers and your sisters. Because you will be condemned by what you say. Stop talking about your fellow believers in here.
Don't forget this, young people.
I need to find 5 people this week. And you go to them and you give them the same word you told your young self in your phone. I said, how many people I said you're going to see? I listen. And if you're somebody that's antisocial, I still want you to go do it.
You're a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was on the cross. And while he was,
go ahead and play me something back there in the back.
When Jesus was on the cross, they threw stones at him.
Can you imagine the pain that he was going through on that cross? The nails in his hands and feet haven't been nipped, haven't been bruised upon, cut upon. Can you imagine what he went through? I know he went through hell, but imagine Jesus. And the same ones that did all of this wanting him dead begin to scream, crucify him, kill him. And he said, and they're saying, Jesus, if you're the Son of God, come on out there.
is determined by the words we speak. The direction of our life is determined by the direction of our words. If you're somebody who was that person that was verbally abused, somebody said something crazy, your life is full of anxiety and depression because of the word.
And their doctors and their would live.